This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So many MyPillows in here that they were like falling on the keyboard, and now nothing is working. Like I'm seeing gobbledygook for what is supposed to be email. I don't know what this is right here, but look at that. It looks like code or something. It is. It's code. It's like, so why don't I just X out of it and start over? Should I do that? All right. This is totally my fault. I'm not blaming anybody, but I had so many pillows in here. They were like falling from the sky because I wanted to make sure we did what we said we were going to do yesterday, and that is reward some listeners for telling us what makes them happy. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back. He's live at our 550K Fire Studios. I didn't mess anything up too bad there yesterday, did I? I hope I didn't.
I have no idea.
You don't, huh? Okay, well, things are working anyway.
Listen, on the CT scan room and stuff, so.
They put me yesterday where Todd sits, and I normally don't sit where Todd sits. And, the wrong buttons were pushed, and I was hearing Kevin, like, long after Kevin was supposed to be finishing his thing, and so he was talking and I was talking, and it was kind of crazy. And it didn't much matter. It was fine. We got the show on, but I just wondered if I, left the place in a state of disarray. Because I was like a fish out of water. Now I'm back in our studios along I-29 Fargo. Todd's in Bismarck. Kevin's here co-piloting with me here. We got Leah with the social media. It just feels like life is back to normal. So I'm glad for that. I didn't get a chance to talk as much as I wanted to yesterday about the life of Victor Richter and just the ripple effect. I put up a photo yesterday on Facebook that really tells you all you need to know. And the photo was before the funeral, the family members of Victor J. Richter. I actually asked Jerome, who's a dear friend of mine. Jerome is a top lieutenant to Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. And I talked to Jerome after because I said, every time I said Victor Richter, I would kind of chuckle. Like, did your grandmother have a sense of humor, or what was all that about? He said, well, that's why he would always say Victor J. Richter, because he wanted to avoid the chuckle. But he said, it almost prevented me from being here. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, when my mom and dad first met, it was a dance on Valentine's Day. Forget the exact date. It was in the 50s. They met at this dance, and she said to him, what's your name? And he said, Victor Richter, but she heard Richter Richter. So he's like, what kind of a goofball is this? He's saying Richter Richter. So from that point forward, thankfully, he cleaned that up, and his wife was a wife of 60-plus years. 14 kids later, 60 grandkids, 21 great-grandkids, all up at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit in Bismarck with a photo before the funeral. And you can look at that and say, now that's what a happy life is, right there. And even in death, even saying goodbye to someone on this earth for 91 years, and Monsignor Tom Richter, another good friend, gave a homily for his father at the funeral yesterday. Father David Richter, another son, presiding as the celebrant of the Mass. Probably 40, 50, I don't remember the number, but a lot of priests from the Bismarck Diocese there. Two bishops there, David Kagan and another. You're saying goodbye. Someone is in a casket, but it's a happy death. That's what I was trying to say yesterday amid all the crazy things with headphones and other things. And that was just to me beautiful. It was just to me beautiful. And Monsignor Tom Richter gave a great homily, talked about his dad being a simple man, and who just wanted people to know that he loved the faith. He lived the faith, and he passed it on to his kids. And there's nothing more important, folks. There's nothing more important. How many of our kids today, I dare say my own included, but they've not said this to me, so I hope it's not the case with my own, that are now breathlessly waiting for a COVID relief check they don't need so they can plan a trip to Hawaii or buy some more stuff. That's not how you get to a happy life. You get to a happy life by living a simple life. By loving the faith. By living the faith. That's how you get there. And I don't know about you, but I can't go to a funeral. I cannot go to a funeral and not think about when I'm laying there. Which we all, this is no secret, folks. We're all going to be there at some point. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. God does, but we don't. Is it going to be a time when someone can fairly say, well done, good and faithful servant? What have you given to this world? What have you done? What have you left behind? Is it 14 children? A widow who is a force of nature to bring you 14 kids, 60 grandkids, 20-some great-grandkids. There's profound lessons in every funeral. But certainly yesterday, laying to rest, a classic. A classic. Not only one of a kind, a classic. Like that man. And his dear sweet wife. What a story. They are amazing. Remember the Great Plains Examiner, Todd? The newspaper that for a time Dale Wetzel was a part of. Gary Amenath was the visionary behind it. It was a free newspaper that really got into the knickers of the Bismarck Tribune for a while because of just great news. They did a spread on the Richter family that was just incredible. And I knew Jerome at the time. I didn't know Monsignor Tom as well or Luke or any of the others. Just a wonderful family. Marlon, who runs the farm operation with a brother. It's just really neat. But lest you think that simple life, that simple man is not something, read that article if you can find it from the Great Plains Examiner about this family. It really is incredible. They're great. And the beauty of it is, it's not unique in North Dakota. This is not like a wow museum piece, right? This is repeated over and over in every township, county, city, and throughout our great state. And the same goes for South Dakota and western Minnesota, eastern Montana. Folks, from the sound of my voice, that Judeo-Christian ethic that guides and leads everything. Everything. And you know, we don't do this enough, but the great blessing in life, in the case of the man we laid to rest yesterday, in Victor Richter, is not in the size tractor or the color tractor they had on the farm. Not in the vacations they took, and in their case probably were never able to take. It is in the family members you leave behind and the lessons they have from your life. How they live their life. That is what is so incredible. Again, not just about the Richters, but by so many North Dakota families. It's not If your happy place is on a $100,000 pontoon or behind the wheel of a $100,000 pickup, they do sell them, and you're so excited because now you have four garages to put them in rather than three, or a home with 6,000 square feet rather than the 3,000 square footer, if that's your happy place, if that fills your bucket, contemplate that. Think about that. Is that the blessing in my life, or is it my mom, who's in a nursing home, that really could be in my home? Because it's a big enough house to do that. That's how they used to do it on the farm. Just take some time to find what is truly your happy place. And the beautiful thing, the reason these pillows were all over today, is I was flooded yesterday with one very simple question before I left for the funeral. And the question was simply this: what's your happy place? What makes you happy? We find we're two of the top three happiest places on the world, according to this latest ranking. And the financial component is part of being happy. It's in the list. But there's other things as well. And what I found in the answers to that question that flooded into my text yesterday, my inbox, nobody said I have enough money. Nobody said I have a lot of money. Nobody said I have an airplane. Nobody said I had a better car. A great lake place. Nobody said that's what made them happy. Which is why I love this audience. Great stock. Salt of the earth. Fantastic people. So I'll share a few of those before we're done today. One at a time as we go throughout the show to tell you who wins the MyPillow. But I'll tell you this. Every one of you could have won one. Every single one I read could have won one. On the program today, guests will include, most importantly, you, to tell me what's on your mind. Our most important guests are the listeners of this program who call or text us, email us, and tell us what's on your mind. I want to know. A lot of candidates for that today, but I want to know. Next, most important, we're going to talk to Katie McFarlane. She was Donald Trump's former national security advisor. She was a deputy. She's written a book called Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. You don't want to miss this interview. We're going to talk about what the world thinks of the United States of America now under Joe Biden. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment, and Andrew Giuliani back from Newsmax. Plus your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hesitate to even ask, but I'm guessing you guys know what that's all about right there.
What's that?
This song.
Oh, yeah. Black Keys, Lonely Boy. Good song.
Got it. Todd, are you into this too? You like the one-way bar?
I mean, it sounds cool enough. I didn't know it though. I have to admit.
Black Keys, great band.
As long as you guys
older than you though, Kevin. So
as long as Todd and Kevin.
No, you're not get actually.
It. I know there's somebody in the audience that gets it, and then I'm okay with it, right? Because I wouldn't be the one to ask on some of this stuff. I'd be listening to, if my pick on bumper music would be the Bee Gees, Electric Light Orchestra, Atlanta Rhythm Section, the Doobie Brothers, and then the rest country.
Hey, bring up my 70s playlist right
yeah.
here.
There you I go. Like disco.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Minnie Vanilli was okay with me. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, that make you crazy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, back on what?
I can't believe it.
I liked it. I was an 80s baby.
I never thought I'd hear those words.
I grew up on music in the 80s.
You're going to have a hard time believing this, but I actually met Robin Fathom.
So did I.
Yep.
I have a photo with him to prove it.
Yep. Yep. I believe
it. For you?
No.
They were. I was actually I was at Kiss FM in L.A., a legendary music station, Top 40 we called it then.
Rick Dees.
And there was a fellow there that I knew, forget his name now, Bruce Vidal.
Yeah, Bruce Vidal.
And he had a North Dakota to Minnesota connection, so up there with a friend of a friend hanging out, and we were leaving, and they came off the elevator. And we're like, no, you're not going anywhere, get in the picture. You know, and I'm embarrassed to say it. Thought it was a big deal at the time. Anyway, this is What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. MyPillow is a product that is unmatched. It really is. Just in the realm of products, when you have to buy sheets or pillows or robes, it's unmatched because they reverse engineer everything. The pillow has single-handedly changed lives. People that snored, whose wives wanted to divorce them, don't snore anymore. People that wake up with the worst neck aches ever and have thousands of dollars in chiropractor bills no longer need that anymore. So they're revolutionary in the spaces they're in. But what I like most about MyPillow is the man behind MyPillow, the inventor, the person that spends his time reverse engineering robes so it's the best robe you ever can buy. The MyPillow right now is at the best price ever, $29.98. But it's more about Mike Lindell than it is even about the pillows, the robes, the sheets, the towels, the mattress toppers, the dog beds. It's about someone that is fighting for this country unlike anybody I've ever seen in the business world fight for this country, short of Donald Trump. So if that isn't worth a purchase today for your next, take your pick, anniversary, birthday, wedding. I was at a birthday party yesterday for a member of our team, 40 years old. He's getting a MyPillow gift card because that's what I'm giving for everything this year. Then he can decide, robe, towels. So do the same. Join me, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and let's honor Mike Lindell, the man who's turned his life upside down, has retailers throwing him out by the day because he cares about America, standing up for election integrity. Got a new movie coming out on Saturday. Ask your theater if they're showing Church People. And our first MyPillow winner goes to this listener, Jan from South Dakota, who said, yesterday, Scott, what makes me happy is spending time with my granddaughter, getting her off the machines and playing horse or basketball. Another joyful event makes me happy when my nephew brings his family out to our hobby farm for a break from the hubbub of the suburb of Minneapolis. 5 kids, and I buy chicks and ducklings, and they learn about life on the farm. Jan, it's a great story. All you have to tell us is whether you want to pick up your pillow at our Fargo studio along I-29 or from Todd on East Rosser in Bismarck. But you got a pillow. Don in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go, Don.
Yeah, guys, what makes me happy is my father. He lives in Green Bay, Wisconsin. My brother and 2 sisters live there, too. And Pops, I call him Pops, he always comes out with something, and he says, you know, this stimulus? He says, I've got plenty of money. I'm retired for the last 20 years. He says, I golf, I bowl, I'm enjoying my life. He says, I'm giving the money to charity. He's going to give it to the food pantry in Green Bay. Wonderful. So, I mean, I'm just happy that, you know, he's such a great guy and stuff, and he doesn't need the money, and he's giving it to somebody that does.
That's a great story, and, you know, part of me says, should we just turn it back? Could we be per capita?
Yeah.
Because sadly, your dad is going to donate to charity, and that's about the best thing you could do with it. Help somebody that truly needs COVID relief, right? And exactly. Give it to them. But the tab is still going on you, Don, and your kids, right? Because it is a credit card. It's like going to a happy Hawaii kind of vacation and saying, the grandkids are paying for this. How great is this? And they didn't get asked. They didn't get asked. It's just going on them. So there's a part of me that says, why don't we just reject it? Why don't we be the state that says, no, no, I don't want this. No, this is wrong. Now, you might get some attention for that in the sense that maybe others would do it around the country, but it wouldn't change much behavior in Washington, D.C., I don't think. So maybe it's better to go to charity. Maybe you got a better idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was asking, should I send it back? He says, where do I send it? I go, Pops, I have no idea. I'm the same way. I don't need the money. So, you know, we're going to give, well, maybe 700 or 800 of it away to charity in here in Minot. So, you know, we don't need it. I'd rather just turn it all back. I don't care.
Well, I'm curious what others think. Just tell me whether you think Don's idea, his dad's idea of donating it to charity is the best way to go or to send it back. You tell me what you think. If you knew it was going to the Treasury to be put against our federal debt, it'd be fine. But I fear they just spend it is what they do, Don. They just spend
it. Yeah, well, we still have... What is it, a trillion or $2 trillion that are still sitting out there that haven't been used? So what are they going to do with it?
I think it's at least $2 trillion that are unencumbered. It's actual $1 trillion allocated for being spent that hasn't been spent. And by the way, we're not much better in North Dakota. You know, North Dakota had a Bank of North Dakota program of $200 million, and the Bank of North Dakota was running around spiking the football. Hey, we're here. We're the savior. We're the savior. We're going to help you with these programs. And to be sure, they did some good with those dollars, and they filled in gaps that the feds didn't, okay? But guess what? They didn't work hard enough to actually spend it. Number one, they took it from the feds, so that isn't really benevolence on the part of the Bank of North Dakota's earnings. They took it from the feds, and they put it in a pot, and they only spent $100 million of it. They only found $100 million because they were so busy saying, nope, that doesn't fit. Nope, that doesn't work. Nope, you're not investor rated. You can't get it. My gosh. And so now it's back, and the legislature's deciding how to spend it. But, you know, there were programs there to help people that didn't get to the people in the middle of the fight. It's a bad deal. Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll see what folks think about your dad's suggestion. I love it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Thank you, thank you.
Give me a little ARS, brother.
Yeah, thank you. One rhythm section. And Todd is getting nasty grams from listeners who want me nowhere near the bumper music. Is that what they're saying, Todd?
That's a good one, though. I love this song.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But the Milli Vanilli thing, I mean, the second you start
Don't ever go there again.
The crowd immensely. So.
I scared them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Texter on the happy question of the day says, this is from Randy. Happy's hard to find right now. There seems to be division in most people's families with this COVID deal, political atmosphere, etc. That kind of stuff seems to find its presence more than it used to. God, church, and my girls, my wife and two daughters, are true happiness for me. If it rains, I'll be happy sitting in the tractor. If it doesn't rain, it'll make for a dreary spring. There's another MyPillow winner, this one on Facebook, just because,
amen, man.
Because it's so real.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, and the trick is in what he's saying there, that you're happy no matter what is swirling around you. That's the real trick, but it's not easy.
No.
I mean, our farmers right now are literally scared about what they're going to have in the way of a planting season. It looks like a dust bowl out there already, and we're in March. So I get it. But you don't control what it rains or not. So if you worry yourself into the ground over that, you're going to worry yourself into the ground. And you know, so be with the girls. And thankfully, again, we are so blessed in North and South Dakota, Western Minnesota, to have God, church, and family. You know, really, God, country, family. So front center. In the vast majority of people, it's pretty amazing. It really is. So another MyPillow winner there on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Yesterday was so good, I had PetroServe USA coming and going. Breakfast on the way through, exit 292 Valley City stop for me. Filled up, unleaded 88. Then, on the way back through. And what I have again on the way through? Popcorn. They have fantastic popcorn. I was going to a 40th birthday party, and I know we were going to eat there. And they filled me up at the Eagles yesterday at the after-the-funeral lunch. Only in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Right. Minnesota, too. You can go.
Do you go to a funeral, 600 people, every seat full, not one mask. I couldn't find a mask, number one. 600 people. So I'm sure somebody soon will be saying, why are you promoting super spreader events? But dude, I'm just telling you, that's real. Look. For one, they're not afraid to die. Number two, they know the flat-out science tells us you no longer need to fear this here. Yes, it's here. You got what is it, in the teens now? People in the hospital, teens?
It's a nothing burger.
2% of cases? Yep. It's crazy. And then we all went to eat together. Once again, no masks. Roast beef, mashed potatoes, and German potato salad. You don't think I was in heaven?
Yeah, right. Oh.
I thought long and hard about sneaking up for second helpings, but I didn't. Almost as good as they serve up every day at PetroServe USA. And today it's Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City, exit 292. You're going to go with a fast food burger, or are you going with lasagna or Swedish meatballs? All grab-and-go convenience. It's ready when you get there. You grab it, you go. Swedish meatball day today. Also in West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Tater Tot hot dish. Bacon cheeseburger in Glendon. 12th Avenue, I-29, orange chicken with rice. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Newsmax, Andrew Giuliani is back with us on the program. We have promised you Mr. Giuliani is going to join us weekly until Midco gets the message. We have on our website, by the way, an easy way for you to get right through to Midco and say, I want Newsmax on Midco. Could you maybe get rid of one of those 792 channels and replace it with Midco? That's all we ask. Andrew, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, thanks for having me. Actually, we just found out that there's a poll that just came out that Newsmax is the number two watched news station among Republicans, beating out your CNNs and MSNBCs and ABC News and NBC, and making a big dent into Fox here. So we're pretty excited about the progress that we're seeing. And, you know, we keep on urging all cable providers that don't have Newsmax, carry Newsmax, call them up and carry us.
Including Midco, for sure. Got to do it. Beck TV, by the way, has been a leader. I mean, the Beck cable space, what they've done, these are independent. You know, a lot of folks fueled by, obviously, the telephone cooperatives all throughout the state that now are, you know, telephone cooperative, that's an ancient word, right? But what they're doing is just wicked fast internet and television service and everything else, and Beck has done a great job with that. So they've been part of the Newsmax team for a long, long time, and it's great. Here's what I don't understand. Why would any actual red-blooded conservative watch CNN or MSNBC? That's sort of like getting up in the morning and saying, gosh, can I have a root canal? I'm going to call the dentist and see if I can get scheduled for a root canal. I wonder if they'd get me in quick. I mean, seriously, Andrew, what in the world?
You know, I guess a hammer to the head would probably be more entertaining, or, you know, they say sometimes misery likes company. So if you want some misery, go ahead and turn on CNN and figure out the latest cultural grievance that they have, whether it's Pepe Le Pew or Potato Head, not Mr. Potato Head, Potato Head. So I think that's why you'd watch CNN and MSNBC if you're a conservative. That's the only thing I could think. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually like colonoscopies a lot better than I like watching either other. And I'm sort of an expert on colonoscopies. I've come to appreciate the fact that they can save your life. They did mine. I don't have a colon anymore, but at least it saved my life, right? And so I'll take that any day over CNN, MSNBC. My gosh. I have a conversation later today with KT McFarland, and she served with you in the Trump administration, as you know, Deputy National Security Advisor. What I like about her, she sort of bridges that divide between the Trump Republican and the Bush Republican, right? The old guard and kind of the new guard, and not many did that and did it well. She did, and I was looking forward to talking about it. My big question for her is, look, how could any world leader be looking at Joe Biden right now and thinking he's actually in control, Andrew?
Well, I think probably they can't, and I think there are some people that are some world leaders that are happy about that because it's leverage, right? They understand that they can get their fastball by Joe Biden the way they wouldn't be able to around Donald Trump. Regarding KT, I think very early on, and I think this was in the transition, the Obama to Trump transition, she understood. She and the president clicked. She really understood what the Trump mission was, and she was able to really see that vision that we've seen in that's led to success in the Middle East that we've seen that has put Iran in a corner now that hopefully Joe Biden will not be letting them out of. But I'm more and more concerned about that she saw with North Korea. So I think KT is absolutely dead on all this, and you play it out there pretty good, where she was really able to kind of bridge the Bush White House with the newer Trump White House and the vision for America first. It doesn't mean America only. It just means American values first.
She wrote a great book, by the way, called Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, which is a really good insight into the national security apparatus thinking of old Republicans versus new Republicans, you know, because most of the never Trump sort of Lincoln Project whack jobs came out of the Trump, of the Bush world against Trump. They never understood the man. They never could give him credit for what he did. And to me, we're never going to get to the place we need to be as conservatives unless those people get it, wake up, or either just get off the train altogether and tell us they're liberals, which you know, you'd have to be if you didn't recognize what Donald Trump did, just exactly what he promised he would do. I don't know, is that possible?
I think so, and especially referring to the Lincoln Project. They didn't even want to understand Donald Trump. What they understood very early on was they weren't going to be able to make the same money off the Trump White House that they were off the Bush White House, or even, you know, when they were not the party in power in the Obama White House. You know, Trump was just not going to let these career political class who, you know, come out of the White House and become, you know, lobbyists and, you know, make millions of dollars doing that. He was just not going to let them profit off of the American people's backs when they had done so much for the last, as they had done for the last 20 plus years. And I think immediately, we got to see the people that actually cared about their country and the people that cared.
You there, Andrew?
You sniff it out. What's disappointing is it took the New York Times so long for them to actually look into the Lincoln Project and a few other of these organizations. We knew about this, we knew about this in 2019. We had been telling the New York Times, we had been telling the Washington Post, but they had no interest in looking into it until after the 2020 election.
So when you say knew about this, are you talking about the pervert stuff with the Weaver?
No, not the pervert stuff, but their history. We had an idea of what the financial breakdown was.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they were not what they were representing themselves to be. They were not what they were representing themselves to be. And journalism's supposed to be about curiosity and things like that, and saying, aren't they what they? But because they were useful foil for the mainstream media, they could say, see, even Republicans hate Trump. Even Republicans hate Trump. Yeah,
exactly
a bad deal.
Right.
I want to ask you about another kind of Republican, Lindsey Graham. Unpack Lindsey Graham for me, would you? I know that he loves being around Trump. He feeds off of that. I think he sees himself as sort of a guy that can tell Trump how it's supposed to be and kind of bridge both sides. Lindsey was on with us on Friday last week. Senator Kevin Cramer's talk radio town hall was happening right in the middle of the votes on stopping the madness of the $2 trillion COVID plan. And he put Lindsey on the phone from the cloakroom. And I said to Lindsey, I said, do you understand what we the people want from you as Republicans right now? We want fight. We want Donald Trump-like fight. And he said, and I quote, well, if we fought as hard as Donald Trump did, there'd be nobody left alive on the planet. And I took that as part compliment on how hard President Trump fought, but also part slam. Like somehow he was reckless and that if he continued to have his way. How do you read that, what he said?
I don't want to go into one thing that he said specifically. What I know about Senator Graham and the way that I look at it is that I'll take Reagan's old quote, which is your 80% friend is not your 20% enemy. I think Lindsey is trying to bridge a bunch of senators in the Senate that do not like Donald Trump, along with the new Trump Republican Party, and I think it's a difficult place where he's in. I do think Lindsey is genuine. I know that there are sometimes where people go after the senator and think that he's not fully on board with the Trump agenda. I think he is mostly on board. And I think any time that he does divert from that, I think it's because he's trying to make deals, he's trying to bridge gaps. But I think the senator is genuine. I think he does see that Donald Trump has made the Republican Party a big tent party, and I think that's why. And one of the things I respect about him is immediately after Trump ended up winning the presidency, he came in and started working with Donald Trump, even though they did not have the greatest.
So I'm thinking you were miscast in the Trump administration. You should have been Secretary of State, because that was diplomatic as I've ever heard right there. Andrew Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best. We'll talk to you again soon. We're going to keep talking until Medco says, you're right, Scott. You're right, people of North Dakota. We need Newsmax on Medco.
It's time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Quag to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Quag explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the hour. I got a call to get in here, email to get in here, and then John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, is here. Emailer says, until today's discussion of music, I had no idea Scott had such bad taste.
Well, I mean,
I picked this one.
You did,
turn
yeah.
it up, turn
yeah,
it up,
no,
turn
no,
it up.
No,
it's Elvis.
Hey.
I picked Elvis.
It's good, though.
Let me hear it.
That's
Let me hear
funny.
It.
I'm Vanilli, Vanilli was really the reason.
You know why they call him the king?
On behalf of that emailer girl, you know it's true.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, don't even start.
Don't do it.
That was just.
I'm gonna turn him off.
That was a truth bomb. Is all that was.
Yeah,
was
turn him off.
You can't ruin Elvis with Milli Vanilli talk.
Why'd they call him?
You're the one who brought up Milli Vanilli into this conversation.
I asked
Kevin nor I were ever going to mention those words today.
Okay. Are we done now? Do we know why he was called the king?
It. The king of rock and roll. I thought
he died on the throne. Bada boom! I'll be here all week. Okay, Rich in Battle Lake. Let's get serious. Right. What's on your mind, Rich?
Well, good morning, Scott. I've been wondering if the left used the same election shenanigans to help Biden beat quality candidates like Tulsi Gabbard, and I would like you to interview her and see if she can shed some light on how she lost to a has-been, albeit pay-to-play guy like Biden.
I have so wondered the same thing, sir.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
It is. We'll definitely interview her. I don't know that Tulsi Gabbard would have got the nomination.
John Delaney was another one.
I think actually Bernie Sanders has a larger argument about being thrown under the bus.
True.
And probably said, I'll do this as long as I get my way, which he's tried to do, and they're running the show behind the scenes. But good point. We'll put Tulsi on our wish list. Appreciate that very much. Brought to you today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. Oil capital of North Dakota. This little engine that could community. It's really amazing. Average yearly household income is $73,000. What does that mean? Good place to locate a business. That's what it means. Good place to raise a family is what it means. Find out more at TiogaND.org. Our friend John Hinderacher, who leads a world-class organization fighting for everything you and I care about, the center of the American experiment, back with us on What's on Your Mind. John, how you doing?
Doing well. I'm actually in a car right now in Florida. I had an event in one place last night, another event tonight, so I'm on the road.
On the road, doing the Lord's work for the Center of the American Experiment. We appreciate that very much. These folks are, by the way, more and more in North Dakota, South Dakota, spreading the mission of the Center of the American Experiment westward, which we appreciate as well very much. And more importantly, they've got a battle on their hands in Minnesota on so many fronts. You have Golden Turkey Awards that now are going viral. I understand they're even on billboards. Tell me what's up on your latest Center of the American Experiment billboard in the great state of Minnesota.
I love those.
We use the Golden Turkey Award to drive awareness of wasteful state government spending. We're in the midst of a contest right now. We have four nominees, but the leading contender is a rest area by North Branch, Minnesota on Highway 35 between Minneapolis and Duluth. $7.2 million for what's basically a public bathroom. It's got a curved glass exterior and rare Brazilian wood on the interior.
Wow.
$7.2 million. So we put up two billboards on Highway 35 going north out of the Twin Cities, one 14 miles in advance of the rest area, one 5 miles in advance, kind of like the old Burma Shave signs or Wall Drug signs, encouraging drivers to pull off and take a look at the Golden Turkey nominee. And there's a big golden turkey on the billboard. So it's a very fun way of pointing out to people how much money our government wastes.
What that is flat out sad. You know, and I remember when the first rest stop in North Dakota, I believe it was between Hillsborough and Fargo, got to $1 million a side. It was $1 million a side. Dave Spitzenatic was DOT director at the time, and I lost my mind. I'm like, this is the size of a postage stamp. It's where people pee, and it costs $1 million. Why do we need to, you know, a place where people pee in a rest stop to cost $1 million? Can we not do that more efficiently? But leave it to Minnesota. You've outdone North Dakota. $7.2 million as a place to take a pee. You can't
$1 million toil seats. $1 million toilet seats.
Hey, Scott, if the rest area wins the Golden Turkey in this round, we're going to have a press conference at the rest area, and we're going to invite all the media. Hopefully we'll have some television cameras there as well as print media. We'll do the press conference from the rest area and award the plaque to the rest area.
Well, and by the way, we'll come do the show there. I can hardly wait. That'll be our first broadcast ever from a rest stop, so I can't wait.
John, are you going to take nominees on Golden Turkey?
Yes, they are.
Okay, good.
Take nominees, as he said.
I got a few.
Now, here, billboards that are up also include a warning to Minnesota that you, too, could be like Texas and California. Tell me about that, John.
Yeah, that's right. As of yesterday, we have 40 billboards up all over the Twin Cities metro area. No blackouts. if they say no blackouts, don't be like California and Texas. And we've put up a website, greenenergyfails.com. And if you go to that website, you can learn all about why some of these other states have had blackouts. You flip the switch and the lights don't come on. That's not what we want to see in Minnesota, but we're headed in that direction. We had, the brownout 2 years ago during the polar vortex in central Minnesota, and we're heading in the same direction as California and Texas. And obviously, at the center, we're trying to turn us in a different direction.
Green Energy Fails. As usual, just profound simplicity that comes from the good folks at the Center of the American Experiment. You can connect with them. Get their Thinking Minnesota magazine. It's a phenomenal piece of journalism, which is rare in this day and age. AmericanExperiment.org or check out GreenEnergyFails.com. Well said, because it does. Unfortunately, it is a financial boondoggle of sorts. Thanks, John. More coming up.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.